Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. You can find us on your radio dial at 95.9 FM, and you can find us online at kgvm.org. It is time for the local musician spotlight. Each Wednesday night, I've got some local musician or group in the studio here to talk about music and to go through some songs with us. And tonight, I'm pleased to welcome Jim Averett to the studio. Hey, Jim.
Bob, great to see you, man. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. You were on one of the early musician spotlights that I did, I think, with Chelsea Hunt.
Right? Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think you guys had... I don't think Music in My Coffee had been out for very long when you guys stopped in.
I think it was brand new, yeah.
Yeah, so... but tonight, I think we're going to go through some of your, I guess, mostly solo music that you've done, or...
Yeah, starting in the 80s, I'm going to start with a song that my friend Tom Fitzgerald co-produced and plays guitar on. By the way, I want to do some shout-outs, Bob. We got some good messages. We got Tom Fitzgerald in Grants Pass, Oregon. And this is really cool. Jorge in Argentina is listening.
Nice.
Hey, man. He I met him through Story Hill.
Cool.
And Tom Murphy and I played a late gig at Highlight last year at a Story Hill. I think it was an invitation-only concert. Beautiful, and he was there. And then I think it was the next day or whatever, I saw you recording them at the fairgrounds.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun show.
Yeah.
It's one big happy musical family here.
Oh, it's so much fun. So Jorge's, hi. Also, my brother Hank and Los Olivos, Jeff Pappas and Sue, they're listening in Las Vegas.
Wow.
We got John Averett, who's listening in Tennessee. I know Gil from Peak Recordings listening, and so is Ed Greider.
Oh, nice. A couple of local producers and recording artists.
Absolutely. So it's matter of fact, I couldn't find all my CDs from my project, so I gave Ed a call, and he had a stack of them. So
hey,
I have to take them back, but he let me borrow them.
Nice. You're recording engineer and archivist.
Yeah. So this first song is done in the 80s with Daniel Pluthro is on the producer role and bass, I believe. No, Randy Tico plays bass. Tom Fitzgerald on guitar. Steve Tabaloni on saxophone. Our friend Luis on drums. And I think Kara Towers on this cut too, singing. Anyway, it's a fun song that Tom Fitzgerald picked out of mine to record. And here we go. Maybe a New Love. I've been so lonesome lately and needing no good friend, someone I could talk to without holding back. Though I hardly know you, all I can tell we're the best of friends. And it's been such a long time just being by myself.
Maybe a new love. Maybe a new love. Oh, maybe a new love is what I need. My living, and I've got some real fine friends that I can share my music with, and I can have a high time just a singing and a walking in the rain. Well, it's been such a long time since I felt this way. Maybe a new love. Maybe a new love. Oh, maybe a new love is what I need. night when I get off my job. I walk those city streets alone, and I can't believe meeting you the way I did, just when I was really in need of a special friend. Maybe a new love, maybe a new love. Oh, maybe a new love is what I need. Maybe a new love, maybe a new love is for me. Maybe a new love, maybe a new love is what I need. Maybe a new love, maybe a new love is for me. Maybe a new love, oh, maybe your love's for me. Your love,
your love. All right, and that was called New Love.
Yeah, that was that's a trip back in time, man.
It's interesting. You know, I think that, well, I kind of came into contact with you and was familiar with your music from mostly solo stuff around here, you know, and
right.
And you and a guitar and a microphone. And
yeah.
And so I started getting your albums. It's like, wow, there's a, you know, there's a whole lot of other musicians playing with you, and a lot of layering of sound and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great to hear like the different versions. I think I kind of like enjoy that, hearing the different versions of songs and what it sounds like when you strip it down and when you build it up. And
yeah, I love playing solo, or especially a duo with Chelsea Hunt or Tom Murphy or Chris Cunningham. Chris says hi, by the way. I was over at his house yesterday. Speaking of production, this next album is called New Day, which I did not have a copy till just a few minutes ago. For those of you who saw the picture I posted of a lot of my projects, this was not on there. So this is cool. A friend of mine needs to do a voiceover, and she's got her producer with her. So I drive them to Peak Studio. We go into Peak Studio, and Gil says, oh, how you doing? Hey, Jim, I saw your picture in the paper. You're going to play at the Leaf and Bean. You know, I said, yeah, Gil. And so the producer, Chris Palmer's his name, he goes, oh, are you a musician? And my friend goes, yeah, he plays mellow, nice mellow stuff. Anyway, so the next day he listened to, I had just gotten back from Seattle at Sage Art Studio, and I recorded 5 demos. He listened to the album, the demos, just guitar, vocal, and bass, and he gave me a recording contract.
Oh, cool.
That was that quick. The slow part was getting lawyers involved and stuff I know nothing about. And it was real different at first, because I had to write songs and create songs that they accepted. Because one of my songs, it was about fire. I really liked it. I was on keyboard. He wouldn't let me record it. And then one of the other songs, he had me change a few lyrics. But besides that, everything he accepted. So they gave me some money, and I went to Sage Arts, and I got Michael Shreve from Santana, was from Woodstock. He's on the whole album, great guitar player, and Daniel Plethora produced and was on bass. And my friend Leslie happened to be in Washington. She came and did some vocals with us, and there was a percussionist. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. So this is 1994, I think.
Okay.
I know most of you weren't alive then, but
this part of we was.
Yeah, okay. This first song is Broken Hearted World. And if you ever drive towards outside of Gateway, you'll see Broken Hearted Ranch on the left. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to come up with a song, and I saw the sign that said Broken Hearted Ranch. And I went back to my studio, which isn't far from there, and wrote this song. And then my good friend Ronnie Cobb came and played some gorgeous piano on it. And then Leslie sings it with me.
Cool. We'll fire it up here.
Frustration and despair, knowing everything's not quite right tonight. It shouldn't be so hard to watch the rain come down. Whatever is in the sky, a temporary cure. Sure, it will be nice while we're here, but what about our children? And what about our children's children? And what about the future of the world? But there has to be some reason. In our hearts we hold the key. How can we make people understand? Precious is the world we need to command our land.
We shouldn't have to live our lives in a broken-hearted world. All we can do is our best and flow like a river. Stand tall like a mountain and love deep as the sea.
Temporary cure.
All right, that was a pretty song.
Yeah, that's one that got airplay in 38 states. Fun to play, fun to produce, fun to play with these guys. And this next song is the title track, New Day. And there I am in the studio, and I'm with Michael Shree, right? It's jazz. He can play anything. But I was saying, Michael, this kind of changes tempos. And he goes, okay. And so, like, the first time through, he had it perfect, of course. We didn't spend a lot of time tracking these cuts. Went pretty quick.
Yeah. That must be nice to work with somebody who can just lock in that fast. And
yeah, I have another album that was never released that John Densmore played drums on.
Wow.
LA, Joni Mitchell again. And he had a guy come set up his kit for him. I'd like to have one of those guys.
That'd make life a little easier, wouldn't it? Especially if you're a drummer. I mean,
yeah, especially if you're a drummer, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe the bass player, if you got one of those big, 8-foot-tall cabinets. And it'd be nice to have somebody lug that thing around, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. it was a lot of fun. Well, that's another session that I never released. But, we just had fun in the studio. And this is a fun song. It's a nylon string guitar, open tuning, kind of like an E-modal type tuning. When I was just goofing around with tunings, this girl named Hannah said, Jim, tune to your Vishnu. I said, Gesundheit. She said, no, I said Vishnu. I didn't really say Gesundheit. But anyway, I tuned to this tuning, and a few of the songs on this album are in that tuning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll have to give a listen to it, and I'll see if I can tell if you got on your Vishnu or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, check out my Vishnu on this tune. Right. This is a fun one. New Day.
thoughts would serve us well today. Sure, it's streets where some people spend their time. Making more money, is it greater than a crime? New day, well, it's coming. When will we all learn? Do the best we can for people and nature to have one goal, a single goal.
That was a fun cut.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to make, that's for sure. This next album is called Scirocco. I'm going to skip over one album. This, again, is that was done in Washington. This is back in Santa Barbara. And you can start with track one, which is Scirocco. Let's see how we're doing on time. Oh, that's moving along. I got a pile of 113 CDs here.
Jim has been a prolific producer of music through his career, it looks like.
Yes,
I think I'm pretty sure I have Scirocco.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
It's cool. Fun album.
I like it. Yeah, and this has got Lois Mahalia on it a lot. It was my first album with her. Just a wonderful, wonderful person, wonderful, wonderful singer. She came out a couple of years ago, and we did a radio show with Edis, and she went and sat in, played with Edis. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
this song, by the way, was written out on a sailboat after a gig at Soho in Santa Barbara the next day. My friends who used to live in Bozeman took me out on their yacht and 7 miles out to sea. And man, just sunset. That's the cover. There's no doctrine on that picture.
Wow.
Can I show it to the microphone?
The microphone likes nice pictures too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful picture.
It is, man.
My friend Chris Durham took that picture.
Those are the kind of sunsets. I saw a picture just a couple days ago from, I think it was maybe down in Grand Teton. Oh. Somebody in like the lake and the sunset and somebody sitting on a tree stump or a rock, I think, a woman sitting there. And it was almost that orange, and man, just blow your mind. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's an amazing spot.
Yeah. Well, cool. So it's the title cut.
Yep, Scirocco.
Thank you. 7 miles out in the sea. The waves slowly rolling beneath me. Our sails are calm and the sky is so red. This beautiful sunset will put us to bed as we sail on the Chiraco. Further and further and further, further out to sea. It's been the kind of day, everything is going my way. Even the weather is so perfect. An inspiring time with a good friend of mine. The Channel Islands are getting near as we sail on the Chiraco. Further and further and further, further out to sea. We're sharing so many emotions here, and I've lost all my fears. And these Santa winds, they blow.
That song was about as pretty as the picture on the album cover.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the song I was writing as we were coming into harbor.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. It's sure it's interesting where the inspiration comes from and coalesces to the point where you write a song, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And the last one we're going to play today, hopefully, is Eddie's Girl, which. It's brand new. It's never been heard. Chelsea Hunt sings lead on it. And then we have Rick Winking. He's an okay guitar player.
Yeah, he does all right.
And Mike Gillen, of course.
He'll pound on hard objects every once in a while.
He does, yeah. And when we get to that song, I'll tell you the story about how it was written. But Lost in L.A., this song, I was actually driving around. Probably lost in L.A., looking for some girl. And, you know, L.A.'s a fair-sized town. It's a little bit bigger than Bozeman.
A little, yeah.
Yeah.
A little more traffic.
anyway, that's when the song came. And this song did get airplay in London. I was pretty stoked.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're worldwide, international.
Wow.
All right, we'll get this rolling. I want to remind you that you are tuned in to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio at 95.9 FM on your radio dial or at kgvm.org on the interwebs. And so here we go. Lost in L.A. ¶¶
beach to go into the city. Passing a thousand cars along the way. What are the chances that I might find you in this town where the angels play? I'm taking a chance on this wild romance, and I can't tell if I'm losing or I'm winning. Am I losing or winning? And I'm lost in LA. So much time spent in conversation, mostly inside my. Sometimes I'm honest, other times I know I'm lying, because I answer for you instead. I'm taking a chance on this wild romance, and I can't tell if I'm losing or I'm winning. Am I losing or winning? And I'm lost in LA. Been such a fast 3 months, and I'm getting to know you so well. I'm not sure where this new love's going, but I'd be so sad if it were to fail. I'm taking a chance on this wild road. I'm losing or I'm winning. Am I losing or winning? And I'm lost in LA. Yes, I'm lost.
Yeah, that was a nice, smooth sound of sound. We were talking while it was playing about the break in it and how pretty that sounds.
So. Yeah, that was so much fun recording that song. The last one off of Scirocco album we're going to do is, it's called For Me. And I'm hoping Steve's listening in California. He sings on it, this cut. But it's a song I wrote like right in front of my house. I live outside of Gateway. You know, putting up new lines. But I could still see the mountains through the wires and the poles. And that's what the song is about.
Cool.
And then when I went back to the coast, I was looking at the ocean through the tall buildings. And then I go to Salt Lake usually once or twice a year. So I had to put Salt Lake in there too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All the places where you can, if you work at it hard enough, you could still actually see a little nature.
Yeah. 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 Well, Southern Utah is amazing, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's beautiful nature all around us. We're lucky to be in here. That's for sure.
Yeah. So For Me, which?
Yeah. Track? That's 7.
All right.
I can still see the mountains through the wires and the poles. I can still see the ocean through the tall buildings. Been in deep valleys and let the water the hills and watch the clouds dance around me. Guess that's the way it's turning out to be for me. Spend my time in the country, heard that big city call. Walk the streets of Salt Lake, had the seclusion of Montana in the fall. Been in deep valleys and let the water flow. Thank you.
Yeah, that was another nice song.
Yeah, nice mellow song. I'm going to skip back an album and go to, I want to dedicate this to my friends at the Snowcrest Ranch who are listening. Matter of fact, Mr. Turner helped write this song. It's called Driving the Boss's Car.
Well, in my job, I drive the boss's car. I don't usually get to drive too far. Well, I just take it down, fill it up with gas. Check the oil, take out the trash. It's just me driving in the boss's car. They say, hey, is that Mr. Ted Turner in there? No, it's just me driving in the boss's car. Well, the other day I was driving the boss's car. I noticed the wheels were stained and yellow. That's because his dog Sonny, such an upstanding fellow. Yeah, it's just me cleaning the wheels on the boss's car. Said, I'm glad you're here. Think I'll sit down and have a cold beer. It's just me cleaning the boss's fish. Well, people, they stop and stare. They say, hey, did you catch all them fish in there? No, not me. I'm just cleaning the boss's fish. Job, I get to drive the boss's new car. This time I get to drive pretty far. Well, I just take it down to Salt Lake City, tuned up and washed, and it sure looks pretty. It's just me driving the boss's new car. Well, people, they stop and stare. They say, hey, who's driving that new Land Rover there? It's just me driving in the boss's new car.
That's a fun song.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love that song, and that's Marley's Ghost backing me up there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we did that in Sage Arts in Seattle area. Danny Wheatman, Manny, all those guys, Ed Littlefield. They were at, I went to see him at Live from the Divide. I think that was last year. It was fun to see him.
Nice.
This one is called Secret Town Road. And we were on an adventure, and we went to a wine tasting at Iron Horse Winery, Northern California. And it's an outdoor tasting. And so there, if you... Instead of the cup or the mug that you put your wine in, if you don't finish it, you throw it down the hill. So the person goes, down the hatch or down the hill? And immediately a song started.
That's good. All right. Secret Town Road, the title cut off the album, right?
Yeah, it's off of Secret Town Road.
Thank you.
favorite town road again. Only one way to reach my and it carries such a heavy toll.
If you're going with me, I need to know. And you can never let me down again.
If you believe in me, God bless your soul.
Have taken me for granted so long. I looked at you in the eye and didn't have to say a word.
And I've been thinking, first time I held your hand, I was so thrilled you were really into me.
And if you're going with to know, and you can never let me down again.
If you believe in me, God bless your soul. I will never be the fool again.
This album's not too old, is it?
No, it's pretty new. It's a year old, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the latest album after that was with Chelsea, the Music in My Coffee. And then we have a brand new album that's almost done. And then we have a new single you're going to hear for the first time. This features Chelsea Hunt. This song was written in Orcas Island when I was... taking a walk, and it was about being a 17-year-old girl in love. Something I know nothing about. By the way, that last song, Secret Town Road, featured Shawn Tease, and I brought her album here in my hand for the studio to have. I think you really enjoy it, Bob.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll roll Eddie's Girl here. See.
All right.
World premiere.
Yeah.
did some bad things, but he didn't start out that way. Since a small boy, he always had to pay. His mama left him, his daddy turned to crime. Didn't know any better, and he had to do a little time. When I was just a young girl, 16 years old, he was my first love, never wanted to let him go. He was 18 and he led me astray. He robbed a liquor store and almost got away. And he went to jail, I tried to get him out. I could not make the bail, it made me want to shout. Working, waiting tables, and cleaning hotels. He promised me our love would never fade. Tried to be good, I tried to be true. Men gave me attention, kept me from being blue. Guys wanted to take me far away, buy me all the nice stuff I'd never have to pay. Looked him in the eyes, but the love was not there. Though I could live without a care, Eddie got a message to me. He was breaking out of jail, stole some money, met him behind the old well. Hotwired a car so we could get away. Oh, so long I have waited for this day. Kept on driving all night and day. Eddie held me tight, said it won't always be this way. Eddie ran a traffic light, tried to pull us over. Outside of Bozeman, I went into a ditch. We were stuck and ran for
right. We're just listening to the end here of this new song, Eddie's Girl. And this was Jim Everett in the studio here for the Local Musician Spotlight. And thanks so much for coming in, Jim.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I had a blast. Went fast.
It sure did. Man, an hour is nothing when you're having fun.
Yeah.
So tune in next week for the Local Musician Spotlight. And we've got Forest Electronic Music Show coming up.
Happy trails.